May the Lord help us to begin our services today by singing hymn 1114. 1114. Now, gracious Lord, thy arm reveal and make thy glory known here whilst we plead the Saviour's name and venture near the throne. Hymn 1114.
Let us read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Deuteronomy, chapter 31, reading the first 8 verses. Deuteronomy 31. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more. Go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations that he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. and the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, fear not, neither be dismayed. You now please turn to Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 45. Isaiah 45. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open for him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou? Or thy work he hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come, concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. He shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labour of Egypt, the merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabines. Men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee. In chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, thy the Saviour. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together, that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord, that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me? A just God and a Saviour, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and your glory. In the Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness that enables us to come into thy presence this morning, in this way, this remote way, from one another. But oh, how thankful we are that we can come, that we have the means. And we do pray, dear Lord, that thou condescend to bless the means even this day. Dear Lord, we come, we hope and trust with a thankful heart for thy many mercies to us. Lord, we found now, Lord, the first day of another year, Lord, and we look back, Lord, at the year past, being a trying year, to say the least. But dear Lord, we have still much need to thank thee for the many mercies and favours and blessings that we've had and received throughout the year past. Lord, thy mercy has been great, there have been many. Lord, thou hast watched over, thou hast preserved, supplied our every need, our food and drink. Thou hast provided us with beds to lie on and a roof over our heads. Indeed, we have many comforts. We have clothing to keep us warm, Lord, and we do thank thee for all these things. But dear Lord, also there is this virus that is found amongst us as a nation, yea, throughout the world. But dear Lord, we've been preserved. Indeed, there are those found with us this morning that have suffered an attack of this virus. But dear Lord, thanks given unto thee that thou hast brought them through, that thou hast restored them, hast raised them up again to health and strength. And we do humbly acknowledge thy goodness in that. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou be pleased to hear our prayer, that we may indeed be preserved and kept, dear Lord, from this virus. Oh, health and strength and safety, Lord, all belong to thee. And so, Lord, may we then look up and pray, dear Lord, that thou help us so to do. But Lord, thy mercies have been great. There's been the meeting together in thy house. There's been the meeting together around thy word, the same as we are doing at this present moment. Lord, and we do thank thee. There's been those occasions when thy word has been sweet, has been precious, been made precious. And we pray, dear Lord, that as we launch forth into another year, Lord, that there may be some blessed repetitions of these things, of thy word, not only being applicable to us, but being graciously applied by thy blessed Spirit, word sealed home. Lord, we're all dying sinners, and we need something to live on, and we need something to die on. Dear Lord, we do pray thou bless thy word to us. Oh, that there may be given and granted to us, sealed home into our hearts, those exceeding great and precious promises, as dear Peter describes them. Lord, we pray that they may indeed, those promises which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Lord, we have that which we can plead, as dear Jacob did, when he said, Lord, and thou hast said. Oh, dear Lord, may we be able to say, thou hast said, thou didst say, thou didst speak to my soul. Then, dear Lord, do graciously help us and be with us now. We do pray, thou help us then. Lord, we on the other side of these things, sadly, Lord, there is all our sin and iniquity. And there, Lord, thou knowest, we have so much of it. Oh, we do pray, thou pardon and forgive all sin and all iniquity. And that, dear Lord, also we pray for this, that thou keep us from sin. Dear Lord Jesus, thou hast taught us how to pray, deliver us from evil. Oh, Lord, may we not repeat these things, Lord, in a very simple cold-hearted way, but may it be, Lord, from our heart that we pray to be delivered from evil. Dear Lord, do graciously help us. Oh, preserve us then, we pray, from all sin and iniquity. Lord, outward sin and sins in our heart. Oh, let the wicked man forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Lord, and thou knowest, we have sadly, some unrighteous thoughts from time to time. Lord, we pray that thou wilt wash us, cleanse us in that precious fountain, open for sin and uncleanness. Oh, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. And Lord, and may each of us lose our guilty stains. May we come with that broken heart, that contrite spirit, trembling at thy word. We may be found looking unto Jesus. May be found coming. Oh, as thou hast bidden, Lord Jesus, come unto me. All ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Dear Lord, we do pray, thou help us to come. Oh, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Hear then our prayer, undertake for us, and be with us now. Dear Lord, we do pray. I remember our dear friends, Swayze, undertake for them, bless them, be near them, be round about them, Lord, watch over them. Hear and answer the prayers, Lord, earlier this morning. And pray, dear Lord, that send down answers of peace. Lord, that thy blessing may rest upon the services of thy house throughout the year that has just begun. Oh, that thy servants, one and all, and including this poor man as well, may be blessed with the door of utterance and be blessed with little who can tell. May be blessed with the lips being touched with a live coal from off the heavenly altar. May come, oh, with a seed basket full of seed, Lord, and that shall be scattered around, that shall bring forth that fruit to thine honour, glory, and thy eternal praise. Hear then prayer, we do pray. Lord, we ask that thou wilt then remember our friends that hold office, undertake for them in their cares, burdens, responsibilities. Do be their guide, their counsellor, do direct them. And pray, dear Lord, thou keep them in thy fear. And Lord, and we pray for each and every member of the congregation and church. Dear Lord, thou bless them together, and bind them together, in love, unity, and the bond of peace. Be with the dear children also. Oh, Lord, thou knowest all about them. Lord, we pray that thou remember them. Dear Lord, in this time in which their lot and ours is cast, Lord, when they know not, Lord, maybe, if they're going back to school or not in the week, or maybe the week after, whatever, because of this virus, Lord, we do pray that, thou wilt help them and help the parents, Lord, to speak to them. Lord, if it's needful and necessary to give that homeschooling, we pray thou help the parents and be gracious and blessedly help them. Dear Lord, we pray. Oh, that they may have success at last. Oh, Lord, they may not suffer because of the lack of schooling. We pray thou graciously help them. Lord, do be near them then. And Lord, and do remember each and all. Remember those in age and infirmity and weakness, and those that live lonely lives. Keep them and preserve them, and blessedly help. with all ordering deep trials and exercises. And knowest, Lord, what those exercises are. Things of providence, Lord, exercise our hearts and minds. And Lord, and there's our never-dying soul. And there's those exercises, Lord, that thou dost put in place in our hearts. And we do pray that thou continue. Lord, thou hast promised, I will work, and who shall let it? So, Lord, may there be those God-given exercises within one another's hearts, so that, Lord, they may say, as Saul of Tarsus did, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Then, dear Lord, do graciously help. We do pray that, remember thy people, various ones in sickness and affliction. Some, dear Lord, are down with COVID. We pray thy healing hand, thy sparing mercies to them and restoration. And others, Lord, also that are laid aside for one reason or another. Lord, do be gracious, to be near them. Blessedly help them. Oh, and dear Lord, do restore to health and strength. And some, dear Lord, indeed, may have been and are and were expecting to go into hospital for an operation of some kind or other. Lord, and because of COVID, that has been delayed. Dear Lord, do remember them. Do graciously help them and do be near them. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou grant thy blessing. And Lord, we do pray that be with all in bereavement's power. Lord, we pray for thy people that are bereaved, oh, that they may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Bless them indeed. And then, Lord, as are those in trials and troubles and difficulties. Dear Lord, we just read in thy word, oh, that thou art able to make a way, break down the great mountains of impossibility. Dear Lord, do graciously help. We pray for our nation. Lord, we're exalted to pray for our nation. Oh, Lord, and we certainly need, oh, the gift of prayer, the outpouring of thy Spirit. Lord, that we may be found, like we read in Zechariah's prophecy, and I will pour upon the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the Spirit of grace and of supplication. Oh, Lord, do grant to us this real gift of prayer. Is prayer that forces a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. This prayer, Lord, that brings forth praise to thy glory, we do pray. Lord, there's our nation to pray for. Lord, there's those that rule and reign over us. Lord, it's very easy for us to sit here and criticize what they do and what they don't do. But dear Lord, we do pray, thou help us to pray for them. Lord, that thou work graciously and mightily in their hearts. Lord, thou turn their hearts and their affections. Oh Lord, if it pleases them, teach them, Lord, from thy word. Teach them, Lord, from these things, that they have no wisdom of themselves, and that they may turn and ask of thee for all needed wisdom. Dear Lord, do graciously then help them. Oh, and be with them, Lord, in the decisions that have to be made. Lord, we wouldn't want their job. Lord, we pray for them. Lord, thou graciously help. Oh, but Lord, that thou mercifully work powerfully in their hearts, as thou hast done in days past. Lord, in we read of Manasseh, Lord, that is working his heart, Lord, and thou are able to work in the heart of Boris Johnson and members of his cabinet. Lord, do graciously hear a prayer. Remember our Queen, the royal house, and may they also set a right example. We do pray. Lord, then do hear our poor prayers. Remember others in this world. They're in famine, they're in death, they're in disease, they're in trials, they're in troubles, they're in difficulties. Lord, do make a way for them. Do provide for them. Do bless them. Oh, dear Lord, and do graciously hear prayer. Lord, if it could please thee, that this plague may be stayed. Oh, that thou withdraw thy hand, Lord. Have mercy upon poor fallen mankind. But, dear Lord, we are aware, Lord, that it will be as long as thou seest fit, that it will be when that work, thy work, is done. Lord, do graciously help us then to be submissive to thy will. Hear then our prayer. Now, Lord, there's a poor man here that needs thy help. Lord, as we turn to thy word and we pray thee, Lord, thou come. Fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us continue with hymn 92. Hymn number 92. Who is this fair one in distress that travels from this wilderness and pressed with sorrows and with sins on her beloved Lord she leans? Hymn number 92.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31 and verse 8. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. These words are a part of what dear Moses addresses to the children of Israel, and here in particular to Joshua, which was just before Moses was called away from this time state into glory. The last chapter of this book speaks of Moses' death, but as the word starts here, he said, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Well, that was dear Moses. And we know not if that concerns anyone of us now. It certainly does and should, because we are all fast hastening on to eternity, not knowing what a day or an hour may bring forth. But dear Moses here speaks to the children of Israel. Verse 3, the Lord thy God, he will go over with thee. And he now calls Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be of good courage. Thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And so there was this personal word. But oh, how this word, whether it be verse 8 or whether it be verse 3, the Lord, he will go over before thee, or verse 8, he it is that doth go with thee. But first of all, I desire with the Lord's help to look at this, and the Lord. Why, we read there in Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 45. Why, thus saith the Lord. Ah, friends, and it is where thus saith the Lord. I have made earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. So, friends, we say that it is this mighty God, this one that spake this world into being. And here, dear Moses, it speaks to Joshua and the children of Israel that this mighty God, the one that had no beginning, has no end, he spake, he caused it to come to pass, spake, and this world was formed. As we read, and as you're aware, the first opening chapters of the Bible, the book of Genesis, our creation took place by the mighty hand of God. And dear soul, and it is this same almighty hand of God, it is this same almighty God, this mighty Lord, that dear Moses here desires to bring before Joshua and the children of Israel that he it is that doth go before thee. Boy, friends, why sometimes, you know, we may fear going somewhere without one of our friends, or perhaps one of our parents, or someone else. But friends, here, we're not speaking of things of this world. We are speaking and looking at things relating to eternal life. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Oh, I think of that hymn. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. And oh, we do need the Lord to be our guide and our counsellor in this life. Oh, to be fitted, prepared for heaven and for glory. Yes. Why? Yes, and there's this. I noticed when we was reading this chapter in 45 of Isaiah, where the Lord speaks, yes, unto his people. But verse 17, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, created man, created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Then he says this, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. So may we come, may we start here with maybe some poor sinner this morning. This text, he and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. And now, dear soul, listen to what the Lord has said. Yes, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I have not said unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. No, I, the Lord, speak righteousness. Oh, friends, and you say, those that seek the Lord, seekers shall be finders. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Oh, is there some this morning listening in, tuned in to this service? Yes, that have found, seeking the Lord. Oh, I wonder, how many of you think of that hymn, as I do so very often, and quote it very often? Gracious Lord, incline mine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, it's give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, friends, yes, you see, what Peter says is unto you therefore which believe he is precious. Well, dear soul, if you're one that is saying with a true and an honest heart, give me Christ or else I die, then I venture to say to you this morning that Christ is very precious to your poor never dying soul. Yes, why, what did the dear hymn writer say there to us in hymn 771? To know My Jesus, crucified by far, excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things ne'er to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God, no joy but through his pardoning blood. Is that where you are? Oh, you want no, you want Christ, the Lord. He it is that doth go before you. The time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yeah, so there's this in the first place then. Oh, of these that seek the Lord. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Why one thinks this comes to mind, you know, yes, we've just passed the Christmas season, the time when we remember and celebrate the birth of our blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But you read there in Luke's Gospel chapter 2, when Mary and Joseph brought in the child Jesus to the temple. And you'll remember, you know what I'm going to say. There's Simeon. There was Simeon. It had been revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. You say, but yes, but I haven't had that blessing. I haven't had such a word as that. But no, that may be so, dear soul. But that doesn't mean that you're not amongst the seekers. And that doesn't mean, dear soul, that the Lord will not reveal himself to your poor, never-dying soul and yet mine. He is full of mercy, he is full of compassion. Let's quote it again. I love them that love me. I love them that love me. Dear soul, yes, and heaven and earth shall pass away, and my word shall not pass away. You just think of that again. This God and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. I love them. Who are them? Why, they're found, recorded in, and throughout the word of God. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Them. Why? Where are they? They're found there in intercessory prayer of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. What did he say? Why, it was this, was it not? I pray for them. So, dear soul, there's the dear Lord of heaven and glory, the Lord Jesus Christ that came to this earth, suffered, bled, died, rose again, entered heaven, sits down at the right hand of the Father. What for? There to intercede for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Dear soul, he hears those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Yes, I love them. So, dear soul, seekers shall be finders. And, dear soul, they shall not seek his face in vain. Sometimes, yes, he tarries off to men are faint, but comes at evening late. He comes at evening late. Tarry his leisure then. Wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yes, dear soul. And what did the prophet say? One of the minor prophets, as we call them. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. For it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Now, you read about Simeon. We don't know how long he waited for this, wonderful occasion when the Lord Jesus Christ would be brought into the temple. Well, you see, it was most remarkable, was it not? He should not see death until he has seen the Lord's Christ. But you see, he saw the Lord's Christ as that blessed babe, and he took him up in his arms. And he says, "Now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Oh, what a spot, what a place. Yes, to be filled with the love of Christ. Oh, yes, dear soul, and may your hands and mine go out and embrace and hold that blessed babe, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes, he that held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. So, in the first place, yes. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Oh, these seekers. You know, sometimes there's also this about these seekers. See, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Why? My mind goes to dear Mary Magdalene, out of whom were cast seven evil spirits. When, how that happened, we're not told. The Gospel of Luke just tells us that this Mary Magdalene had seven evil spirits and they were cast out. But it's very evident that dear Mary loved the Lord Jesus for all that he had done for her. And oh, I can't see you this morning, but some of you also, you love him for all that he has done for you. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interpose his precious blood. And dear soul, yes, oh, he loves his people. Great and small and grasping hard, embraces all and nor the soul will part. So he loves them. And dear Simeon, he was loved. Yes, he is old. Oh, and you see, that time of love came. The Lord mercifully appeared. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Well, dear Mary Magdalene, we were mentioning why. You see, Jesus has died. He's been buried. He was laid in that sepulchre. And Mary there is early at the sepulchre. Now, she sees two angels, two men clothed in white raiment, who asks her, "Why weepest thou? I've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And then the dear Lord Jesus appears. And she didn't realize it was him. And he says, she thought he was the gardener. "Woman, why weepest thou?" And then the Lord asked this, "Whom seekest thou?" Why, friend, she sought for Jesus, didn't she? Why, what is it the dear Lord says? To her, "A woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" Why, here, and then, now I'm not turning to the right place, but you see, it came to her. Oh, looking at the wrong gospel. And why, whom seekest thou? You see, he revealed himself to her. Yes, there was the Lord of life and glory. Oh, and whom seek ye? Death. Why, she sought for Jesus. And dear soul, and he said unto her, "Mary, my sheep, he knows his sheep by name." Death. Whatever your name, dear soul, this morning, the Lord knows your name. And he knows where you dwell. He knows where you are, dear soul. And he comes and he visits poor sinners. Yes. He visits them in their lowest state. He remembers them in their lowest state. And he says unto them, Mary. Say, dear Mary Magdalene, then. Why, she had been favoured and blessed abundantly. Yes, seven evil spirits cast out. She loved Jesus, but now he's gone. He's dead. He's buried. Her hope was there in the grave. Oh, but dear soul, she didn't realise that he was about, he had risen now. He'd come, and he'd come to meet her. And he made himself known unto her. The Lord it is that doth go before thee. You know, the Lord went before her, didn't he? Oh, yes, he come out of that grave and he met her. Oh, and her heart was filled with love unto him. He said, touch me not. Dear soul, oh, what a great blessing this is to God's dear people when the Lord reveals to them himself as the hope of eternal glory. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. But then again, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Boy, there are things, as you probably notice in my prayers, almost without fail, time I stand up in God's name to preach, I pray this. I pray what I trust the Lord gave me many, many years ago, before, some months before I went to preach. Oh, and it was this, and the Lord is that go before thee. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, and the Lord it is that doth go before thee. Why, and these promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh, what more can he say than to you he has said, you unto Jesus for refuge have fled. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Yes, dear soul, and he does go before his people. But let me come to this. Oh, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Why, yes, and there are some, yes, I know, that are listening this morning, and you could speak and testify very clearly, oh, how the Lord has gone before you in affliction's path. And the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. Yeah. Sometimes we come into affliction slowly, we might say. And another time we come into affliction very suddenly. We suddenly find ourselves in and upon a hospital bed. Oh, but to know this, the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. You know, the prayer meeting this morning, this psalm was read, wasn't it? Number 46. And what's that? Is it there, the last verse almost? Be still and know that I am God. Oh, yes, the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. Or to have such a blessed word spoken by the Lord to our soul as we enter into these things, to be still and know that I am God. Yes, you see that he knows, he brings through, he brings through. And the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. Oh, yes, and that, dear soul, his blessed, gracious, divine ability, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. The Lord, that is a go before thee. Yes, dear soul, to go. Can I put it like this? To make your bed in affliction. Ah, friends, yes, you know, he's full of compassion. You know, you've probably seen it, and so have I. Some, particularly our lady friends, why the female sect, why they're far more, generally speaking, far more tender. Oh, and, you know, they're the nurse. Why, a tender loving care, it's often said, isn't it? What one another needs is tender loving care. And oh, where we've seen those nurses with tender loving care. Oh, where they attend unto their patients. They don't know them. They haven't known them before they come into the hospital. But is their natural gift to be kind, to be helpful, to do what they can, and to make that bed for their patient in that affliction. That is, that, yes, that you and I might know that the Lord makes our bed. Oh, yes, dear soul, that, yes, and he sends and gives a peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. You see, and when the Lord it is that doth go before, and when his soul, he drops those gracious words into your heart and mine. Let not your heart be troubled. Many, well, a good few years ago now, back in the late 80s, 1988, I suppose it would have been, in affliction's path. And what was going to happen, I knew not. But I remember being feeling so weak and very, verily felt that I was about to die. And the Lord dropped this word into my heart, into my very soul. This affliction is not unto death, but for the glory of God. You know, it steals unbelief. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. You know, we need to be protected from this present virus. We're told that we need this inoculation. Yes. Oh, friends, but when the Lord gives you his word, oh, how sweet, how blessed it is, how it lifts us up, how it lifts us up, how it does us good. Oh, what blessed remedy it is. Well, I know a dear man, I believe, firmly believe, now in glory. He was brought very low at one stage in affliction's path. He was in mental affliction. But the Lord visited him. He drew near to him in that hospital ward and said this to him. That those words you find here in the Gospel according to John, because I live, ye shall live also. And from that very moment, that dear man recovered, got better, and was established again, and was strengthened. Ah, friend, the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. Ah, yes, dear soul, you see, that was a great blessing to that dear man. And it was a great blessing to me, the words I mentioned a moment ago. But you know, dear soul, you see, we have to come into these places to experience these things. We have to come into afflictions, Paul. We have to come into troubles. We have to come into trials for the Lord to meet with us. Oh, and so that, you know, these words are exceedingly precious to our soul. They're, can I put it like this? They're burnt. They're burnt right into our heart. Oh, and they're applied by the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit. We do not forget them. And I hadn't thought anything of these things to say this morning, but here we are. Yes, dear soul, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. I remember preaching just a short while before I was taken in affliction, and I was preaching from this word here in Matthew's gospel, and how the Lord abundantly blessed his people. I cannot find it, but why, friends, how the Lord, he blessed indeed. And that there was a fear not in this world. Oh, and I said something like this, you know, you may be full of fear, but it may be you're not in this at the moment. And it may be there's someone not in this at the moment this morning, but it may be shortly you will be. Then you won't forget this service. You won't forget this text. And the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. Yes, dear soul. You know, the Lord, it is that go before thee. Why, my mind just goes like this now, and that is to dear Moses. Why, yes, Israel sadly had sinned. They had made a golden calf. And dear Moses comes down from that mountain. He's got those tables of stone in his hand, 10 commandments. They fall down, they're broken. But dear Moses continues to pray. Oh, and as you come into chapter 33 of the book of Exodus, why, how the Lord said that to Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, Jacob, and to thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and so on. But a land floweth with milk and honey. Why? But you know, dear Moses, he pleads, doesn't he? Why, he pleads with the Lord. Oh, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know that know thee, that I have found grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And this was the Lord's answer. It may be the Lord's answer to someone this morning. The Lord, it is that doth go before thee. And the Lord said, and he, that is the Lord, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Why, dear soul, what more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled, my presence shall. It has often been said, the I wills and I shalls of God cannot and will not be broken. And here the Lord has said, my presence shall go with thee. This text says, Moses says, under the anointing of the Blessed Spirit, he, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, that doth go before thee. My presence shall go with thee. What you read here in Isaiah chapter 41? Why, the Lord's servant here, Isaiah says to us, this does he not? For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I, the Lord thy God, will hold. You see, you've got his presence to his heart, because you cannot walk down the road with anyone holding your hand and not have their presence. And dear soul, if the Lord is holding your hand this Lord's Day morning, then you have his presence. But also, dear soul, you have here Isaiah's prophecy, you have the word of his grace to your poor, never dying soul, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Yes, fear not, I will help thee. I will, not I might, I may. I will if I think about it. This old is not a man. He is the blessed, holy Lord God that spake and it was done, commanded it stood fast, the one that spake this world into, that's able to do exceeding abundantly. And this old, he says, I, the Lord, thy God, I, the Lord, thy God, my God, my Father, blissful name, oh, may I call thee mine, may I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. He'll hold your hand, and dear soul, and he'll say, and he speaks, speaks to thy inmost soul, unto thee, not to anybody else, not to anybody else, dear soul, to thee, fear not, I will help thee. Now, such a word as that, why, friends, it covers so much, does it not? Or covers a multitude of experiences, of concerns and exercises before the Lord. Yeah. Exercises that the Lord has put in place into your heart and mind. I will hold the Lord. Here it is that doth go before thee. Let me pause, or let me venture to draw this bow at a venture. Is there one, yes, listening here this morning, yes, that is concerned? You've been like that man. You've been hovering around that pool, yes, for now, for a long, long while. But the Lord says, the Lord it is that doth go before thee. He'll hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. It's creatures of fear we drag along and fear where no fear is. Dear soul, casting all your care upon him. Casting all your care upon him. What did I say earlier? Psalm 46, what was the word? Be still, yes, and know that I am God. That I am God, and able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask, and to hold thy right hand. Yes, dear soul, he's with you. He'd go before you. His presence is there. What more do you want? What more can he say? Blessed be his glorious name. And the Lord. And the Lord. He it is that doth go before thee. This is all. Goes before thee. He makes the way. He prepares the way. Prepares a way for his people. He makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. And the Lord it is that doth go before thee. You say, but I don't seem to be like one of the Lord's people. Ah, and you know, dear soul, you're not the first one that has thought like that. Now let's turn back or turn over here to this dear character that we find here. It's only a short book, isn't it? The Book of Ruth. Yeah. Why, and what did she say? Why, Boaz spoke to her so favourably, so comfort to her, and she couldn't believe it. Dear soul. And she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldst take knowledge of me, seeing I'm a stranger? Does that sum you up? Why have I found grace in thine eyes? Why me, O blessed God? Why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Why, his love, she was loved with an everlasting love. Yes, and she'd been brought out of the land of Moab. And dear soul, and have you not been brought out of the land of Moab? Have you not been brought out of sin and iniquity and idolatry? And has the Lord not appeared to your poor never dying soul? Yes. Oh, and why, yes, dear soul, and the Lord recompense thy work and a full reward be given thee. But what did she say? What did Boaz say after dear Ruth said this to him? He answered, said unto her, it hath fully been shown me of all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and have thou hast left thy father and thy mother, the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. Dear soul, is this you? Is this you, poor soul? The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee. The Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And dear soul, and haven't you come to trust underneath those wings? Those wings of love and of mercy. Those wings, dear soul, that are the cherubims that spread out their wings over that blessed mercy seat. And where the promise has been fulfilled, and there I will meet with thee and commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. Dear soul, have you not come and presented your case there before the Lord? You've said, O wretched man that I am. You've cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, you plead for the Lord to reveal himself to your poor never dying soul, and he's blessed you with the word of his grace. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes, dear soul. And you've gone home sometimes from the house of God. Yes. Like we read of those lepers. Oh, yes, dear soul. But you know what they said? Are you going to say the same? We do not well. Today is a day of good tidings and we hold our peace. Well, he said, no, we must go and tell the king's household. Yes, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Well, I better leave it there for this morning. The Lord bless the few remarks. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Field hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon on Zoom, and the children can have their videos turned on. And we'll then preach again this evening at 6:30. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Field. On Friday evening, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach in the chapel. And next Lord's Day, there'll be the early prayer meeting at 9:00, as this morning, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach online again. Let us close with hymn 956. 956. Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. Oh, the love that fills his heart, sinner, wipe away thy tears. Hymn 956.
Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ and love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each now and always. Amen.